Right, I want to speak to Stephen Agnew, who's a former leader of the Green Party, who's now got a new job. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, this umbrella group that you're going under, if you excuse my weather forecasting parlance.
It's an
umbrella reference, isn't it? You're so good, jeepers. Stephen, you're way ahead here. Do you want a job in radio production? Because that's the sort of boy, that lateral thinker that I need. It is another brolly reference. The group you're moving to work for, what do they do?
It's Northern Renewables Industry Group, so essentially they represent the renewable electricity industry in Northern Ireland, particularly wind, tidal and solar. And it's really about my new role will be about ensuring the right policy context for the growth of renewables. So you'll be aware of the need to take real measures against to tackle climate change by 2020. In Northern Ireland, that means 70% renewable electricity by 2030. And as I say, part of my role will be lobbying on behalf of the industry to make sure we hit that target.
And you're going to enjoy this more than politics. You've been at it for about 8 years now as a public representative.
Yeah, 8 years as an MLA, 3 years prior to that, working for an MLA. So a total of been 12 years installment when you add up all the bits and pieces. But it's not so much about enjoying it more. I think this is the best job I've ever had, the best role I've ever had. I mean, it's more than a job. But I think in normal circumstances, it would be 2 terms served. I kind of always said I wanted to do that as a minimum, see where I was. There was supposed to be assembly elections called by the Secretary of State, but you'll be aware the legislation was extended. And I'd already decided I wasn't going to stand again. And I think once you do that, you're always thinking about where you're going next and not the role you're in. And I think the right thing to do in that context was to step down. And obviously, the role with NIREG was a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, it may be the best thing for you to do at a personal level, and you have a job, and this is what you'll be doing maybe for many, many years to come. But politically, the Green Party, for once, are now being taken seriously. I don't mean to be flippant about it, but they always seemed as also rans in the political world locally. And quite recently, and part of the praise has to probably go to yourself for the role that you've played, you as a party have made progress. There's no doubt about that. So you seem to be not getting off a sinking ship, but getting off a ship that's maybe getting a bit of steam up.
I think, yeah, then that's right. I think to jump a sinking ship is irresponsible, but I think I'm leaving the Green Party in a very good position. Claire Bailey's an excellent leader. It's arguably just had its best ever election in the local government. Elections getting 8 new councillors, and I've always said that the party had more talent than seats, and we're starting to see that talent come through now, and indeed my stepping down will create an opportunity for someone else to step up. And, I'm confident that, as I say, knowing the talent within the Green Party, that the people of North Down will get an excellent representative in my place. But I'm very proud. I think you're right. My role in the Green Party was to some extent to take it from a point whereby we weren't taking that seriously to really getting a foothold in Northern Ireland politics. We already had our first MLA when I came in with Brian Wilson. But I think we still weren't really known in the kind of mainstream context. And as I say, that was my part of the journey. There was people before me who built up the party prior to my coming along. And you know, it's that standing on the shoulders of others. I did that. And as I say, played my role, but the party was always bigger than me. I know there was a perception maybe at one stage that I was the Green Party, but we've seen now with, 8 new councillors coming in with the talent within the party, with Claire Bailey taking over as leader. There's immense talent within the Green Party, and, with the challenges till 2030, it's going to become an ever more important party. But I think there are good people there to take that forward. As I say, my time in that role is done. But I'm very much looking forward to this new challenge representing the renewables industry.
You will, however, be keeping an eye on politics, and I'm sure you'll pop up from time to time as a commentator. Is that something you're interested in?
I don't know. I have to see how that really fits in with the new role, because I will be working with political parties across the spectrum, and that's something I'm comfortable doing, you know, to get, for example, a Children's Services Cooperation Act through. I had to engage with every party. You know, I didn't sit as a Green in opposition to everyone else. I always had a collegiate relationship, but I'm not sure how, sort of, on the one hand, lobbying for industry and comment on political parties will fit, but I'll sort of consider that. But I think my focus will be on the new role and giving my everything to it, as I did give my everything to the MLA role.